Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
So learning to let go, what does it really mean? Learning to let go of negativity, learning to let go of regret, learning to let go of grief, learning to let go of those negative emotions that drag you down. There are moments in everyone's life that can be difficult to come to terms with, whatever it is, whether it's a bereavement of a loved one, all the way to not getting a certain score on a test, it can still hurt. But it's in the past, and that's something you can't change. What you can change, though, is your ability to move on, to move forwards. Letting things go can be difficult, especially when those things are very close to your heart. But ultimately, holding on to past traumas and bad experiences only affects one person, you. Letting go can allow you to process these events rationally, learn from them, and grow as a person. So should they or similar events happen again in the future, you know what to do to help alleviate the pain. So let's chat about the stages of letting go and why it's so hard. Well, the reasons we hold on to the past is individual to each of us. We create memories with loved ones that we want to cherish. We want to cling on to that feeling of carefree childhood. Perhaps you'll remember that moment when you finally achieved that goal you'd been working towards. These are all good things to remember, and you shouldn't let go of these, but not everything we go through, remember, is positive. Holding on to negative experiences and emotions doesn't help us to be a better person. It doesn't prepare you for life. Instead, it kind of holds you back. We all want to feel positive about ourselves and feel like we're living our best life. And one of the main aspects that hinders this is not letting go. People who struggle to let go of negativity are subconsciously defining who they are from their past, not the person they want to become. If you want to live your best life, letting go of specific events is something that has to be done. Because if you're living in the past, then you're unable to grow and be the person you wish to be in the future. Now, the reasons behind people's reluctance to let go varies from person to person. But the difficulty behind it can often be that the individuals, they fear change. In life, we get comfortable in our environments. We surround ourselves with people we love and trust, do things that give us pleasure and joy, and ultimately are able to enjoy what we have. But nothing stays the same forever. Change is a natural part of life, both externally with events that you have no control over, and internally for the events that you can control. As mentioned, people who struggle to let go often define themselves by their past, and letting go of this past makes them worry about losing part of their identity. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross was a Swiss-American psychiatrist who pioneered near-death studies in the Kubler-Ross model, which focused on the five stages of grief. She also researched the act of letting go, and just like grief, came up with the five stages that one goes through when trying to release past negative emotions. So let's talk about these stages. First, there's the denial. Denial is very common. We avoid accepting certain situations as reality because it's easier to deny them of that reality. And as humans, we often seek the easier choice and will turn away from difficulties as we might not know how to deal with it. If you were to receive some bad news, you might end up hoping that it isn't true, even telling yourself it can't be true, denying acceptance. Now, this stage is usually short-lived, as denial is one of the overwhelming emotions that we can experience when we're shocked. After this comes sadness, but it can also lead to anger when bad things happen, again, because it's easy, we can automatically assume that we're the only person affected and become angered as a result. We question ourselves. Am I to blame? Why did this happen to me? What this creates and eventually promotes is a mindset of self-doubt. Now again, anger is usually a fairly short-lived experience, but those questions can always be present and can turn into multiple what-ifs. And when this happens, according to Kubler-Ross, you've entered the third stage, bargaining. In the bargaining stage, we cling on to hope that it's not true. As mentioned, we can start to ask ourselves questions like, what if I'd done this? What if I forgave them? It's at this stage that we tend to notice that change is upon us. Yet because we fear it and what it might bring, we go against truth in the hope for comfort, but at the expense of pain. People can be in this stage for a long time, and it's often where people get hurt again. So, for example, if your good friend steals from you or your partner runs off with somebody else, you might forgive them. But if they do it again, the pain you experience can be doubled. And when this happens, you finally do something about it. You begin to enter stage four, depression. This is the penultimate stage of letting go, and it's the toughest too. Depression stage is where you realise what's happened, understand the consequences and the possible futures, but you haven't fully accepted it. And the reason why is because you're clinging to hope, and accepting it is like you're closing the chapter of a book that was so good for so many reasons, but you may never experience them again. But once you've accepted it, you can start to move forward once more to acceptance. Here, you've accepted what's happened, you've realised that there's nothing you can do to change it, and instead move on, not to be held back by certain events. It can still be difficult to think about, but the thing to remember is that you understand it, and you don't let the events of the past affect the events of your future. So how to let go? In the five stages of letting go, it might be a case of just getting through it with time. And for some people, a little bit of time to process what's happened is all they need to get over it. But just like people's ability to let go, this depends on the individual. And we're not all the same. Having said that, though, there are things that you can do to help speed up this process. And here's just a few. Expectation versus reality. We can imagine any scenario coming to reality, but it's just a vision in our imagination. But what often happens is that our vision is based on something we're worrying about or experiencing in the moment. For example, if you're handing in a piece of work, you might expect to be the best and get the highest grade possible. The reality, though, might not be that. And it doesn't mean that it's the complete opposite, but even straying slightly from your high expectations can leave you feeling, well, disappointed at say the least. I think what's important to remember, you can rarely predict an outcome of anything, and it's important not to get carried away with what you expect to happen in the event that the reality just doesn't match up. Don't control others. You can only really control yourself. You can try all you want to change others' opinions and beliefs, but this can just be a waste of time. Learning that other people have their own viewpoints on things and accepting that can help you to let go. If you would have an argument with someone that was particularly unpleasant and that affected your relationship with them, if you weren't accepting their side, what makes you think they'd accept yours? What you have to accept is that people are different and they're out of your control. Self-belief. Well, this applies to more than just letting go. Having self-belief is crucial to live happily. Don't let other people define who you are. You're your own person. Live the life you want to live and don't listen to the people who tell you to do things because they think that's what you should do. If you're living by other people's standards, you might not be able to let go of something because you can be worried about what other people think about it. Embrace negativity. Nobody wants to experience negativity, but blocking it out entirely is just unhelpful. What a lot of people, influenced heavily by social media, think nowadays is that being wrong makes you appear stupid. It doesn't. It makes you human. Everybody makes mistakes, and you learn better from mistakes than you do from success. If you embrace negativity, you can understand what it takes to overcome it. But if you don't, and a negative experience is forced upon you, you might not even know where to begin. And letting go is a long way down the line. Forgive. Finally, forgiveness. Holding grudges against people is one of the most pointless things you can do. It doesn't solve anything. If you've got an issue, talk it out. Don't live your life disliking someone for a past reason and never letting it go. Because as I said at the start, the only person who's affected by that nagging dislike, that negative spiral, is you. Forgive and move on. Life does. Letting go of the past can be difficult, but if you want to grow as a person and you want to stop feelings of embarrassment and pain, then you'll need to learn to let go. Regardless of what you fear may happen, you cannot change the past. So quite simply, don't surround yourself by it. Why don't you have a listen to our anger and forgiveness podcast? Because that accompanies this topic. I wish you well, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.